Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for Rachel Reynolds, R-A-Y-C-H-E-L-L, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, date of service 4-11-2023. And the dictation that we are modifying is this one, 0426-053. I need to just redo some part of the neurological examination. And that is as follows. Please do the copy and paste for other dictations also, which will be 0426053, as well as 0426058, 0426061, and 0515022. So all of these visits have to have an updated neurological examination. A copy of the record will go to RCC at Richie, RICHEYKERCARE, consultants, consultants.com. Attention to Barbara Ricky. The patient has the following examination. Central neurological examination is completely normal and it comes from the template. Peripheral neurological examination is as follows. The motor power of the upper extremity is completely normal. No deficit is noticed. The motor power of the left lower extremity is completely normal, 5x5 in all. The motor power of the right lower extremity is 3x5 in the right leg. Reflexes. The deep tendon reflexes are 2x4 throughout. Babinski is negative throughout. There is no abnormal tremors or movements, no abnormal fasciculation or clonus or any spasm. Sensory system. The sensory system of the upper extremity using two-point discrimination test, light touch, pain prick, proprioception, and Romberg test, as well as into the left lower extremity is completely normal. The coordination is normal, utilizing the finger-to-nose and heel-to-shin test. Romberg test for balance and equilibrium is found negative. The patient can maintain standing position with eyes closed and open. The static and dynamic balance is found to be normal. However, in the right lower extremities, the sensations are dull. The posterior part of the leg below the knee in the S1 and S2 dermatome area, the sensations are not present, especially to the light touch, pinprick, and proprioception. And the motor power of the right ankle as well as right foot is diminished to 50%. The flexion and extension of the right ankle is at 30 degrees, and the valgus varus movement is also diminished to 50%. The toes are, patient is able to move them, and the Babinski sign was negative. The area from just at the right ankle to the right foot is extremely painful to touch, and there is a residual pain on the resting state. The gait is like this. Gait is antalgic, and the patient is found to be dragging her right leg. She is using a rollator walker, and it has been difficult to notice that. In the musculoskeletal examination, there was a presence of tenderness in the right sacroiliac joint with a positive Faber test, positive Gonsalant test, and a negative ilia compression and distraction test. Standing flexion test was negative. The rest of the spine examination is what I have dictated. Please continue with that. This is the only modification to this dictation 0426, 053, and the rest of it also. It continues all the way until today. Thank you. And we need the new these records as soon as possible to be able to get the MRI done. We'll appreciate it. Thank you.